Hey, beautiful people. Welcome to Moms Are Funny 2 podcast, the mother you wish you heard all the real tea from. I am your host, Jessica Ambra Hutnall, CEO of Moms Are Funny 2. My foundation of my company is my inspirational clothing brand, Glory Zone, along with several different popular collections such as Jayla Rose Collection, Women, Men, and Children Collection. I am a working mother, content creator, actress, and comedian. Tune in every week to get your cup of energy because, baby, I am the definition of good vibes. I'm leaving my mark to inspire parents, entrepreneurs, and everyday people across the globe to become their true selves. I would like to make a disclaimer. Please excuse the background noise, for I was interviewing Miss Johnny Green at her public outdoor book signing. Please tune in and enjoy this wonderful episode. Thank you. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You already know who it is. It's Moms Are Funny Too. And today on episode 14... celebrating me, I have my wonderful special co-host of the day, Miss Johnny Green.
Hello.
She is a world traveler. She's been to 44 states, y'all. She has 8 more states to go. She was the first woman in 1973 to be the supervisor for Harley Davidson, y'all. Y'all know what that is? You know, the vroom vroom motorcycles, y'all.
The home.
Okay. And in 2006, she was the first black woman to bid for the U.S. United States Post Office to sign a big contract for the cafeteria.
Absolutely.
To get them people to eat some food, y'all, okay?
Central and Florence.
Amen. And now we are here to talk about her lovely, wonderful book, Celebrating Me. She has wrote this book, and she's here to share her story. So let's get it started. Miss Green is such a blessing to have you.
Thank you for
here on my show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for reaching out. I'm glad you submitted. I had just put out about 2 weeks ago that I'm back in action with my podcast, because you guys know I was on a hiatus for a while when the coronavirus, the pandemic hit. I just, you know, need to take a break, but I am back and ready to get out and just meet new people. So let's get into this. Miss Green, could you tell us about yourself and where you find and some fun facts about you?
Oh, I'm the oldest of 6 children. I grew up in the state of Mississippi. I love fishing and I love cooking, but I've lost the urge for cooking. I'd rather just travel now. I don't get to do fishing that much. Only when I go back to Mississippi do I get the chance to do it. I just enjoy people, and I enjoy helping people. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book. It had to do with my weight. I started recording this book 3 years ago, week of Thanksgiving. And so I decided I was going to just travel, and I wanted to write a book on travel. And so I did that. I did some 45-day trips on the train, a couple 30-day trips. And when I said to my sister, I said, well, I'm ready to start this book. And that was in January this year. And she said, why don't you do your life story? Because you have quite a bit of stuff to take. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm so glad that she said, do your life story and not do the travel book, because no one is going to be interested in buying a travel book right now. Mm. Yes.
That's true, because we got the pandemic going on, and mm-hmm. we don't know when we'll be able to, you know, freely travel again like
right.
that. So, but that's
just
amazing. It's amazing that it's amazing that you even had a second book to write.
Yes.
A second, you know, whole adventure to write. So could you tell us some hardships and challenges that you faced throughout your lifetime? I know you mentioned with weight. Anything else that you face that you wouldn't, you know, that you would feel comfortable sharing? You don't have
sure,
to.
Sure, sure. Because I want them to get the book also. Growing up in Mississippi in the 60s, it was a very challenging time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one instance of something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about my life after studying God's word, I realized that I'm a type of Joseph.
Mm.
You know, they threw him in the pit, and then they sold him into slavery, and all these things happened to him. And my life mirrors that. I worked in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
As a dishwasher, and then the lady started to teach me how to cook.
Mm.
But one of the things, I could go in and wash dishes, cook, leave, but when I went back to buy food, I had to go to the back door.
Mm.
And so I left Mississippi in 1965, and when I left Mississippi in 1965, that's when I ended up in Milwaukee and became the supervisor for Harley Davidson. And when that happened, so I got married, and some years later I moved back to Mississippi, mm-hmm. and God taken me full circle,
mm-hmm.
because the same restaurant that I used to wash dishes and cook as a 13-year-old girl, I became the manager of that restaurant.
Well, didn't he say he'll use your enemies as your footstool? Didn't he say that, Lord?
Hello.
Amen. That is amazing.
And so he brought me full circle. And matter of fact, the owner of the restaurant, his sister used to work there. Mm-hmm. And I said, look at God. Here I couldn't go in the door, and I went from not going in the door to become the manager in the same hometown I grew up.
Now I'm your boss. How about that? Okay, so that's amazing. So how did you overcome all these challenges and these hardships and these tribulations? How did you overcome them? Like, what helped you get out of that midst of those trials?
God's word.
That's
what kept me. I have a free bookmark for everybody today, and on the back of that bookmark, it has a scripture for the mustard seed faith, and that's one thing that I have to credit to my mother. She made sure that we went to church every Sunday.
Mm.
You couldn't go any place, you couldn't do anything unless you went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way. So when they strayed, and I did stray, I became a prodigal daughter, you know. So, you know, I had something to come back to because I had a foundation. Mm. And so God's word is what kept me.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. So what career, no, we already answered that. You already talked about your career paths before you became an author. There's anything else that you want, any other careers you had that you didn't mention before you wrote your story?
Oh, gosh. When I relocated to California, I was a computer operator. When I was working for Hurley, I was a data entry supervisor. I had 17 employees, and I was the only black in the department.
Only black woman in the department, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
But you know what? It's amazing how God did that thing.
Mm.
You get the book, you'll find out all the details. I became pregnant with my second child, and I was going to go out on maternity leave, and the supervisor was pregnant also, and she said to me, would you like to become fill-in supervisor while I'm gone? And I'm thinking, oh, she's not going to get that pass.
Mm.
And so she went in and talked to the manager, and he called me in. The president of MIS interviewed me, and they said, okay, you can act supervisor until she comes back.
Mm.
Well, I went out on maternity leave. She didn't come back. They called me at home and asked me if I'd take the job. And, you know, the rest was history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one of the best companies I ever worked for.
That is amazing.
But I have so many stories in my book,
mm-hmm.
how God did that for me. It was like, take for instance.
Yeah, that was my next question. What made you write the story? What made you come up with the title, Celebrating Me?
Oh, my God. My sister, I have a sister, she's 13 years younger than I am. The first time I laid eyes on her, she was 16 years old, and I was 29.
Oh my God, that's how old I am right now.
We're very close, and she's a woman of God,
mm-hmm.
and so she said, what happened is, because she didn't really know me, and she started reading about my life story, she said, I cried, you know, for you, some of the things that you went through, because she didn't go through those things, because we were not raised by the same parents. She was raised in Chicago. She was not poor. She grew up in a one-child home or a school teacher with a business owner. And she said to me, once I got done reading part of your story, I felt the title should be Celebrated Me, because you've gone through so much. It is time for you to celebrate.
Celebrate
yourself. So I said, okay, that's fine. Whatever you say, because I trust her, because I know she hear from God like I do. And that's how the title came. And then another day she called me and she said, well, you should say Embracing Me, embracing who God created me to be. And I said, okay, you're the publisher, whatever you decide. So Chocolate Diamond Publishing Company out of Dallas is owned by my sister, Sylvia Dunnigan-Hine. My hat's off to her because of her encouragement to do this book and not the travel book. I know that she was here from God. Mm. One of the other things I'd like to say to the people that are listening, there is seven people in this book. Mm. And I call them the Divine Seven. Mm. And I only know two of the people in the book when the book was published. And that was Dietrich here, and another lady in Dallas. The other five, I didn't know. So I know for a fact this was totally orchestrated by God. Mm-hmm. But because how do you put together something of this magnitude and you don't know her? The lady that's walking there, her name is Dr. Meg. Mm-hmm. She does a lot with weight. She's a psychologist.
Okay.
And so anytime you can put together a book and you have five people in your book that you don't even know, that's totally trusting God.
That's God.
And I'm getting feedback from people who have read my book, and they're just over the moon. I mean, it's just amazing.
Going to take a quick sponsorship break. We'll be right back.
I did an interview in Dallas, Texas on the 19th of September. And the lady read the book that was going to interview me. She called my sister up that night before the interview and said, I don't think I can interview her. And she goes, why? And she said, because I cried through the whole book.
Oh, my God.
She said, there's things I wasn't prepared for. I talk about the loss of my only grandchild. He lived here in California, had asthma. The doctor said he needed to leave. So my daughter moved them to Chicago. And he wanted to come back and visit his grandmother and his friends. And he came back and had an asthma attack and died. I mean, that's like
so
a nightmare.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I send my condolences.
So in the book, each person talk about, that's one of the things that we have in common, all eight of us, is we're overweight. Mm. Not everybody is still overweight, because some of them has already lost the weight. Mm-hmm. I've lost 46 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm on the down, there's a section in the book that's called The Weight is Over.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And so, you know, it's like I've been waiting to get the weight off. Mm-hmm. So the weight is over, because I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing and become healthier.
That's beautiful. I congratulate you, because, honey, I'm trying to lose this weight, too. My daughter fired now. I'm like, look, I can't say I just had a baby no more. I got to get this weight off. So congratulations to you. I also have a book that I'm a official published author myself. Yes, and I'm doing a co-collaboration, and it's called Breaking Your Silence. And the author is Tanya. Oh, I forgot her last name. So sorry. But, yeah, that's exciting. And I'm actually, you know, sharing part of my story and how the things that I went through. And so even though it's just a chapter and it's a co-collaboration book, it's just a start for my new beginning to a book. So that's amazing that
awesome.
We both have that in common. Yeah, I'll let you know when it comes out.
Please
look forward
do.
To do that.
Please
so
do.
My next question for you is, what is your life purpose? Why do you feel you are here on earth, and why God made you?
I believe that I'm here on earth as a servant of God. My pastor's here. There you go. He's walking around.
All right, pastor.
And I enjoy serving others. And I think that's why my purpose here is to serve others. God has really I could not express how good God has been to me. I'll be 74 December 15th, and I'm still traveling, and I feel better than I did when I was 60.
Okay.
But I really believe that that is my purpose. I've done, and I talk about it in the book, I've done prison ministry for 10 years, and, you know, so he's used me in a capacity to serve. I was telling somebody a few days ago, we were talking about, my sister was ministering, Sylvia Donovan Hine, to a group of ladies out of Atlanta and across the United States on Saturday. And she called me up, and she knew that I used to drive my pastor. I traveled with him. And she said, what do you think the reason that, you know, God has blessed you so, you know, and what's the benefit of serving the man of God? And I told her, when you serve the man of God, all your needs will be supplied.
All of them.
All of them. And I told her, I said, go read 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And I said, you read about those two ladies in there and what the one lady who didn't have the child, what she did for the man of God. And when that child died, she went and got him. And the man of God came back and resurrected. So when you serve the man of God, when you serve his people, you're setting yourself up for nothing but blessing.
Nothing but blessing.
Nothing but blessing. And I always say it's better to give than to receive.
Yes. And that's exactly how I feel. I'm such a giver, and it doesn't matter if people like do me wrong or like there's so, like this year has opened up so much to me that I am grateful. I'm on my knees. Thank you, Lord, because I see who is coming with me and who
and who's
is
not coming.
Not.
That's right.
So thank you,
okay,
Jesus.
The ones that are not coming with
you. Oh, yeah, it is.
Use those as stairs to get to the next level. One of the things that I want people to be able to get from this book is that you can fail. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a failure. I've been in business actually 5 times.
Wow.
And, you know, like when you go out of business, people are like, oh, you're a failure, you're this, you know. No, you keep trying. You know, you learn something different each time. And today, so many people are hurting, you know, because in 2008, I went out of business.
That was the first crash of the economy.
That's right. And so I got caught up in that crash. And so I know what it's like. So what some of the people are going through now, they're losing their business, they're losing everything. I've been there and done it. God has no respect for me.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you feel about the pandemic and if, you know, if it's affecting your business or anything? So I'm glad you're speaking about that right now because people need to hear this for inspiration.
Well, now I'm retired. Okay. I've been retired for 4 years, and so I haven't been affected by it. And I praise God for it.
Amen.
But in 2008, because I was affected by it, I know that there's, you know, it's a lot worse than it was in 2008. And all I can say to those, get the book, because I'm sure one of the stories out of the 8 of us, you will be encouraged. You will glean from this book that no matter what state you're in, you can go on. You know, and so many people are complaining about being locked behind the wall. I did prison ministry. And just think about if you're locked in that room, and if you're told what time to eat, what time to go to bed.
I've been there.
So even though we're going through what we're going through with the pandemic, we're still in good shape.
Yes, we are.
We're still in good shape.
And I heard this morning, before I came here, I was watching the little gospel channel, and I think it was T.D. Jakes, and he says, if you just lean on Jesus, everything be all right. Because it's true.
You have to
shift your focus on not of the world things, because the world going to be the way it is all the time. But if you shift your focus on God, he'll work supernatural miracles.
Oh,
and you will feel like
you're
floating around all the BS, and that's how I feel right now. I feel like I'm just floating around all this BS. So my last couple of questions before we wrap up is, where do you see yourself in like the next 5 years, honey?
Oh my gosh.
As you grow younger.
I'm just waiting for the pandemic to kind of like get a little better. I've already got 2 trips planned.
Okay.
For this year, yes.
I'm about to come travel with you. I've only been to a couple out the country a couple of times in a few states.
I go to my doctor on Monday and I'm going to talk to her about it because I did some traveling a few months ago. I actually went cross country. The only person knew was my pastor. Okay. I left here, went to Florida. I went to 10 going, and then came to 20 coming back.
Okay.
And she had said, put the shield, the mask, and the gloves, mm-hmm. and we use a big trash bag and put for covering. Mm-hmm. And then when you come out of the using the bathroom, whatever, just throw it away. And that's what I do. I do see myself in the next 5 years writing two more books.
Two more books?
Yeah, I've already got one started.
Okay. Yeah, I'm making sure I purchase a book before I leave here. Yeah. Celebrating me. That's my life story right here. I celebrate Jessica. Okay.
I like the shirt that I have on.
Oh, yes. I love
it. It's like a movement because I want everybody to be able to celebrate themselves.
Yes.
So, wear the shirt. Feel good about it. You can go to the website. Celebrated Me.
Let them know where they can find you. What's the website?
The website is celebratedme.net. You can get the t-shirt, the book. Everybody that order a book, you will get a free bookmark with the scripture on the back, the mustard seed faith. And my Facebook is Celebrated Me also. My Facebook page is Celebrated Me also. My personal page is Mae, M-A-E. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. So you can reach me all three ways. I had someone ask me yesterday, will I travel to speak? Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. I have battered women's. If you need me to come, speak to battered women's. If you need me to come in the prison system, I was a chaplain and a counselor. So
I went to Juvenile Hall, so
yeah.
I definitely went to some church.
Yeah.
I'll never come back to jail again, Jesus.
So yes, I will come.
Okay.
I will travel.
Amazing.
It doesn't matter what city or state you're in.
So my last two questions I always ask my guests, because it's also related back to me and my business and my spiritual clothing line that I have and my movement called Glory Zone. So I know you never heard of that, so I just want to know, what does Glory Zone mean to you when you hear that word?
It means a happy place for you. It sounds like it's got to be a happy place.
Yes,
glory.
Glory zone. Okay, yeah. So what are some things you do to stay in your glory zone?
Oh, my goodness. Meditate on God's word day and night. Mm. So if you're shut up in the house and you're tired being shut up and you can't go nowhere, pick up your Bible, go to Psalm. Because Psalm 37, Psalm 27, and one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 51:10. Mm. Created me a clean heart.
Renew
the right spirit.
Renew the right
so
spirit.
Everything is tied to having that clean heart. And if you meditate on God's word day and night, He'll keep you in perfect peace.
Amen. Yes. Oh my God, this was such a lovely interview. I mean, it's probably one of my favorites, Miss Green. So I appreciate you, for reaching out to me and being the guest and co-host
on my
show, you guys. So you guys check out Miss Green, and this will also be on my YouTube channel as well on all my social media platforms. So stay out for the links. I'll make sure I link Miss Green to you guys and you all. Thank you for tuning in and have a wonderful and blessed, glorious day. And I hope y'all got y'all cup of energy. Moms Are Funny 2 is out.